Welcome back. Today I'll be discussing the girl fight from 2000.
You in trouble again?
This is your fourth fight this semester.
You look like a loser in there.
You might want to find someone who can help you deal with this.
Hey. That's my brother, you little...
Take it easy!
I want to train with you. I want to be a boxer.
Wait out aerobics.
Am I talking to you?
There's plenty of things you could do better with your life than box.
Prove it.
I'll train you. If you don't sweat for me, you're out of my life.
I'm training to be a boxer.
You mean like, ow, ow, ow? You are crazy.
There is this one guy. 100% man, if you know what I mean.
And how would you know about this percentage?
It's a dangerous sport. Aren't you afraid of getting hurt?
I didn't make the cheerleading team.
Boys are different from girls. No girl has what it takes to be a boxer.
You're embarrassed.
You have lost your mind.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't ever be sorry.
So what does it take to be great, I mean?
A real strong will.
You know, they say love kills you in the ring.
I love you.
Are you scared of me?
No.
That's funny, you look scared.
Move!
Inside, you know yourself?
I do.
Then that's all you need.
The Average Girl Fight is a 2000 sports drama. The written and directed by Karen Kusama, and the stars Michelle, Michelle Rodriguez, Jamie Terrell, Paul Calderon, Santiago Douglas, and it is like about this teenage Michelle Rodriguez, who is a troublemaker in school, the scene where we are introduced to her, she gets into a fight with a classmate dash friend because like there's this boy that they both like, but then one of them started seeing the friend, that guy before, so the other one is, and then like this sets off Michelle off. Michelle plays a character called Diana Guzman, and she's like a hothead. She gets into trouble and fights with her classmates, teachers, like with, you know, people in general, and she comes from a single father family. The mom is not in the picture. Yeah, but that is, and that's has to do like five different jobs to get the sort of money to put them into school and to make sure they have the clothing and food and like a roof over their heads, like that. And he has quite the traditional views that guys are the only ones who should be fighting or doing the fighting and or like boxing and stuff like that. So he is paying for his son to box, but his son He's like, I'm not into this whole boxing thing, so I'm not going to do this boxing. So like they'd be like, I'd rather be doing this other stuff. You know, like, okay, yes, that's true. It's Hayden, but then also like he doesn't want to tell his father that. I don't want to go into this thing that you want from me. Like, I'd rather do this other thing, but then she needs a way to vent her anger, frustration, and her rage issues, and something like boxing, as depicted in this movie, is like the boxing would be the best way for her to let go of her anger and rage and like the all these negative emotions, and her father's like doesn't want to help in this regard, which is but why? But then again, no, but the solution that the siblings have is, do we take the cash that dad gives you, bro, and we will have it so I get trained instead of you, and you can do your stuff while I do this boxing stuff. And for a while, it works, but forever, Deanna can't hide the fact that she's boxing, because for weeks/months she's been training and building the arms, the arm strength, the fist strength, the leg work, and that largely didn't involve hitting people. But now, that came to a point where, she has to get to the ring, she has to fight people, she has to take the skills and training she got into the ring and do the thing, and then she does, and she gets beat up. BSL wins in the end, and then she comes home and I need to make an excuse. I fell out of the stairs at school because I slipped on Skittles. Okay, this type of lying gets you only so far before people start asking questions, like at home, which the father does. He sort of asks questions, who's doing this to you? Why is it happening? Where? Why is the school doing nothing about it? And then also, same thing with the school. Why are you all bruised up? So, the truth kind of has to come out of that, me, I'm a girl, and I like fighting, and I am going to fight in a box, and this is who and what I am. I kind of have to also a bit have to take a few steps back, because because when the siblings come up with the idea of using the cash the father gives for the brother to take the boxing classes. It is kind of expected for the Latinos to be the ones who do the fighting, and Latinas stay at home, take care of family, that sort of stuff. Also, Adana, my Latina, is going to the various trainers at the gym that the brother's going and training at. Yeah, we are not going to train you because you're a woman and women can't fight. You'll be dead before you even enter the ring. So trainer after trainer, no, but one guy is like, all right, I don't want to do it. But fine. But look, since you are using the cash that your brother is supposed to pay the gym, all right, look, I'll take you, but you need to follow these rules, and you do it my way. And if you don't do it my way, but you're out, your father will know, and your brother, you and your brother will be in trouble with your parents. So, yeah, like, this is the type of deal that you need to stay with me. And so, like, from this point, like, I was mentioning how, she starts to train and improve her skills, and she, starts to become less and less angry at the world, at her family, at random people on the street. So, this boxing helps, it helps her become a better person and, not be so angry and, do bad things to the people around her. And that she starts to fall in love with one of the guys at the gym, and one of the guys who helps her train and spar and do that sort of stuff. But also, at the same time that they're falling in love, she has to kind of push back on him because he's a lot of the other people of it's the guy's job to fight and be manly and do all this big tough guy stuff, not you, a woman, be here and do the fighting with us or on us. So it's part of the bonding between them, but also it gives her motivation to be better and to not be so rageful. It's cool, and I believe that this is the first movie that Michelle Rodriguez is in, and I think I saw this movie, Girl Fright, well before I saw any of the Fast and Furious movies, in which she's most known for, most known by, most insert the word here. And so in some ways we're supposed to say that I know Michelle Rodriguez for her more art house type of movies than for her big tummy blockbusters like Fast and Furious, like the D&D movie. I definitely have some thoughts and stuff to say about the Dungeons and Dragons, the movie, which does a whole bunch of them. But however, I have to put a lid on it and wait a while this one here. There aren't that many sports movies that I saw as a kid. This one here is one of those sports movies that I saw when I was much younger. Some of you guys have favorites like a Sandlot or the Mighty Ducks or insert a popular sports movies from the 80s. But, like, yeah, I'm not the most, but I mean, it's just, like, rude to say that, I don't watch a lot of sports. I mean, like, I have played sports growing up. I've done some basketball. I've done martial arts. I've done some soccer. Well, soccer was way more casual. Like with my friends, played soccer. Not on a sports team soccer, but like more. No, like I played more of a league. That's sporty with the basketball than with the soccer, but still, I've played some sports in my youth. Like, I know the general ideas of what is supposed to be in a sports movie or sports TV show or like sports, but also, like, sports is not like my number one thing I want to talk about. Like, since, since you're like here, I'll listen to this, movies and games and TV shows and books were way more things that I liked than the sports. But however, I do see the appeal of sports. And this, The Girl Pride is a movie where I like it. I probably may need to do a top 5 or top 10 list of my favorite sports movies. And like this one here would be on my list, mostly because of like the some of the music as well as the cast, which are good. So like, it's a bit of a very random tangent, but your whole point is, it's a good movie. I had some thoughts about going into boxing, but then. Yeah, like, it's more complicated than I probably wouldn't need to. So I would rather watch movies like this than to do the actual boxing. This Girl Fight is a 3.75 out of 5. It's good, it's fun, it's wow. And if you guys have any thoughts, comments, like stuff about this, Girl Fight or any other movie that I talk about, like any of your favorite sports movie or boxing movie or something like that, please don't hesitate to email it to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Again, nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Twitter at RGV podcast. Again, Twitter at RGV uppercase podcast lower. And this is the host signing off.